Oh, honey. Don't make me get up in this phone and let this bitch run away. Okay?
Hey, y'all a mess.
Where he go? Where he go? Excuse me, old man Winter. Get your ass out that pussy bitch. Now, what's going on here?
Oh. What happened?
Oh,
y'all talking my ass to my Brandon?
No. Some old guy came in here. Me and Connecticut were talking, and he goes, wow, two people.
That was California.
Oh. Really?
Well, yeah, that was California. One of his imitation, you know, he's Matthew with an I.
Oh shit! What's
he's
up with that?
He's a racist to want to download. Just
oh,
like that fucking
I didn't
Brandon
know that
scumbag.
Was. I didn't know that was Cali. Oh.
Yeah, that's Cali, honey.
When he yeah, well, anyway, Georgia yeah. girl, he had made a comment. He was like, "Well, black people actually have two jobs." We were like, "What the fuck?" Yeah.
Oh, Lord. He tried to be, girl, he tried to, he was shady as hell.
Of course he is with his little fucking Quaker oatmeal looking dick, honey, bouncing off the wall. Okay, okay girl.
Oh, my God.
And you know me, I never, you know, I never run out of material, girl. Never.
Girl, I cannot deal with you this morning, bitch.
Okay.
Girl, you be having me laughing. That should be funny.
His dick looks like a cactus. Uh huh.
Oh, girl, so they gonna call him stuck a dick? Okay.
Stuck a dick. Oh my God, that's too funny.
Girl, sticky dick, girl.
I love you, Georgia girl.
I like you.
It was always a pleasure speaking to you, bitch. You was like one of my best bitches.
Yes.
You know I love you too, babe.
Just remember this, Connecticut. Rich people don't have two jobs. Poor
girl,
people
get
do.
Out of here,
what
dude.
The heck?
Get out of here, girl.
Oh, that's California. She's jealous over me because I can always beat her in the room with the guys. I guess
oh,
she's being
way.
All, you know, she's being Caucasian, thinking she's dominating anyone black, honey. Those days are over for you girls. It's a new bitch in the league, honey. Don't be mad, though, California. I'm sure when I come back again, I'll do you again, babe. When it comes to the guys in the room. You know, I'm kind of smart and intelligent. But then again, my mom.
Now, who the hell is calling from prison? Because he sounds like he got shackles on his legs. You know, shit. Or is that a ghost? What the fuck is that noise, girls? It sounds like he got shackled. The motherfucker is shackled to the wall.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. You was a mess. Sis, you still in here, JK? She still in here? Oh, this bitch gone too. Girl, whatever.
Oh, no, they did, girl.
Okay. Bitch, my left out of here. What the hell? Who is that?
I did not leave.
Oh, okay, girl, you finna wait for the phone, bitch. What you doing? You at work, ain't you? This bitch gonna get like, girl, you ain't gonna record. Girl. Girl, get your ass snap on.
What you doing?
Nothing, I'm in here laughing at guilty crazy ass. I love her. She, girl, she be having me laughing.
Oh my God. Yeah, where's Miss Kat?
I don't know. She's somewhere up on here because, you know, she was talking. I was in her room. She was with me earlier. She was talking to me in Connecticut and stuff, and she had quit out and she came back. I was talking to her. They started doing something in the room, so I had, you know, like, hanging up or whatnot, and I had, you know, come back up on here.
Yeah, because
she
told me
she
was on here. Yeah, she told me
she is up on here now.
And I was trying to get, like, in that room. I think that's the room you were in. That joint was maxed. I couldn't get in. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go to another room.
I mean, it's probably so, yeah, we was in a maxed-ass room. Like, we was just not talking.
And then I was speaking with Lexi all day, and she had all the boys going crazy in the yard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was talking to Alexis, too. So. Mm-hmm. But that's the room I was in at first. I was talking to Alexis. I think we was in room 6, so I was talking to her, and they was playing music and stuff up in there, so I had to My hand on getting kicked out the room, so I couldn't get back in. So I just started blasting around the line.
I talked to Queen earlier.
I heard Queen up in. I heard her up on here earlier. I think she was in tour with somebody, and I just kept it moving because I didn't want to miss these things up in there when she was being somebody.
Yeah, she was just telling me what happened earlier and everything. And I was like, word, you going at it again? I thought y'all were cool at first. Now you going at it again? Dang.
Yeah, so like, I had her earlier.
And I spoke with my sister. I talked with my sister, Rachel, earlier. And whatever we can.
I haven't heard Rachel.
She was on here earlier. Me and her was talking a little bit and everything. I was telling her about the, I didn't tell you what happened.
What?
Girl, you're going to have to go upstairs for this one whenever you got time. I got to tell you something real quick.
Go ahead. We can go now.
Huh?
I said we can go now.
All right, let's go upstairs real quick.
Okay.
All right.
Conference room.
5.
There are
4
others in the room. Say hello. Conference room.
4.
There are
3
others in the room. Say hello. Conference room.
3.
There are
8
others in the room. Say hello.
Do it no more. So my body would be like, no, stop. So I'd stop. Because if I keep going on, that's when I feel all fucked up and paranoid.
Yeah.
And I hate that fucking feeling. I was like, fuck no.
I'm just glad my girl went to jail. So I'm like, no more crack.
She went to jail for what?
She, I guess, got caught.
Oh, shit. That sucks.
Right. For her.
Would you do cocaine? Do you ever drink while you're doing cocaine?
Yeah, a little bit. And then when I come down, I take a Xanax, and then I drink beer. Sometimes Fireball, but Fireball will make me drunk. Beer just puts me to sleep. So I don't like that come down. That come down is terrible.
I know. You notice when you do cocaine and you drink alcohol, like you can't really feel the alcohol, and you keep drinking and drinking and drinking, and it's like you have no feeling to the alcohol. It's crazy.
Hmm. Interesting.
I could drink a whole 30 pack while doing cocaine and I won't be all fucked up. I'll feel like I'm normal, but I'm still high on the cocaine.
I don't feel
drunk for anything. It's crazy.
What the hell is that? A sex addict? What the hell was that noise?
Hi, Gifted. We're talking about crack cocaine.
Yeah, I know. I was listening. I was listening.
A little bit of crack.
But just one thing, Chicago. Isn't it dangerous to mix that with Xanax, though?
Well, drinking and Xanax, yeah, but I only take one.
Well, just be careful with that, because that shit is dangerous.
If I die, bury me instead of Louis style.
Boy, you're only 25 years old. Stop that mess.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
You are so crazy, Chicago.
Lil Wayne came out with a new album and it sucks. Like,
really?
Oh, really?
Bad. I thought he was going to retire.
Something came out recently on iTunes and I previewed it and I was like, this is trash. Like, bring back old Lil Wayne. Like, let me go listen to it now. I want to go listen to it again. Maybe I was just drunk. Yeah, the Carter Five. It came out September 28th.
What is it called? What is the album called?
The Carter V.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a picture of some like black lady with a little kid on the front.
Okay.
See, if I smoked weed, I'd probably listen a little way, but I like coke, so I like that fast shit. They're like,
well, speaking of coke, now listen to this shit. Speaking of coke, I got Amazon to ship me out 3 12 packs of Pepsi for free, bitches.
Oh, it's very
good, girl. That's good.
Okay.
Oh, there goes Miss Texas. Yeah, I told Chicago because I don't think Chicago knew. So yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you bought soda off of Amazon?
They have food. Do you know they have groceries there now? Yeah, it's called Prime Pantry. Yes, girl.
That's dumb shit.
Girl, when it's a blizzard outside, I could order me some fucking groceries. Yes.
I'm about to look this up.
But I'm
Prime Pantry. Ew.
It's called Prime Pantry. They have everything from soda to. They probably have meat and everything else too. I have to explore that.
Let's see how much it costs or something.
No. If you spend like over $35, you get free delivery. So.
Oh. Oh, shit's not that expensive.
No, it's not. I mean, shit, you spend, you know, when you go to the grocery store, you got to spend, what is it, $50 or more to get free delivery? With Amazon, you'll have to pay like, spend like probably $35. And if you're a Prime Pantry member, you get all your free shipping waived.
But it's free though.
Yeah, the delivery. Hello? The delivery part.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah. Do they have alcohol?
I don't know. Well, I know they got groceries. Now, alcohol, I think that's pushing it. Now, you want them to have drugs too? Come on now.
Oh, yeah. Hook it up with that fucking cocaine. Give me an 8-ball free delivery, nigga.
Oh, girl.
No.
I don't fuck with Uber. They be raping women in the back seat. You see that shit on the news? I don't fuck with them.
Yeah.
Girl, I will get on my ET bicycle with the pink fucking trolley and fucking, girl, I'm not messing with them. Mm-mm. No. No, but I'm not joking, though. Seriously, on the news, or did I say on Facebook, where the woman was being raped by the Uber driver that she was in the back car with. It was very scary.
You're kidding me.
No. Matter of fact, when I came out the grocery store this past week, I seen these two young Spanish girls. I know them because they work in the store. She was like, how you doing? I said, hi, how are you doing? And then she was like, well, I'm getting ready to call Uber. I says, And I told her what happened. She goes, that's okay because I may be a pretty girl, but I could fight. I says, I know that's the right girl.
Mm-hmm. You gotta call Uber, call me. I'm coming get you.
No, she was outside the supermarket waiting for Uber to pick her and her sister up. So, but I always had a funny feeling about Uber. I don't know. I just don't have I'm the kind of person, I will call the yellow cab before I call Uber.
Right.
I guess I'm just old fashioned.
Thank
you. No, because Uber has had too many bad things happen to them.
Yeah, I get Uber Eats, and I always call and say they fucked up my order just to get free food.
Well, I got free soda from Amazon, so hey.
I'm gonna fuck up your bed. And we gonna get free sheets.
You're gonna fuck up who?
Keep sucked up in his brain.
And how much do you got to pay for how much is that Uber's Eat delivery charge? How much they charge for delivery with that?
$10.
Chicago.
What? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
How much do they charge you for the Uber Eats delivery thing?
Okay, so if it's close to you, it's less delivery fee. It used to be like $3.99.
Okay.
But now, if it's like close, it's like $1.99. A little far, $3.99.
I don't know why she's playing into that broke-ass bag. She doesn't have a debit or a credit card.
Oh,
Because you can't use the motherfucking Uber Eats with no damn EBT card. They don't take EBT, broke-ass EBT. Get your ass up out of here, you broke-ass bitch.
Oh,
dirty. Look at this honky with AIDS. Look at this AIDS infected faggot. Get your dirty honky ass up in that fucking phone. Get your infectious honky ass in that phone. Let's get it, baby. Wow, the nigger's ready. The nigger's here. Are you going to stay here? The nigger's in here. Don't you run, honky. Don't you run, honky, and get your dirty, nasty, disease-ass petri dish of a fucking walking. Where'd you go? A walking disease. Where'd you go? The honky wants to run. Fuck you better, good bitch. How's everybody else doing tonight?
Ain't nobody want to talk to you. All he knows how to do is talk about people. That's it.
You were better than nigger. And here I am, a nigger, full-fledged nigger. I have more education than you.
No, you don't.
I'm healthier than you.
No, you're not.
I've achieved more in life.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Is that why you're a bully? Is that why you're a bully? Is that why you're a bully, honey? You're mad about it.
Stephen Winchester.
Yeah, I'm mad about it.
Stephen Winchester has.
Sorry, that room is full. This is the main menu for conference rooms. To enter a room, dial 1 through 9. While in a room, operator exits. Press 7.
But then they say the
print.
Same thing every
time. Sorry, that room
time.
Is full.
Like, they say
this
the
is
same
the main
thing
men-
every
Sorry,
time.
That room is full. Sorry, that room is full. Sorry, that room is full. Sorry, that room is full. Conference room.
6.
There are
3
others in the room. Say hello.
What are you doing right now, bro?
Oh my God. Is this the episode of Scary Movie and I'm Sidney Prescott? What the fuck?
I'm watching television.
You ain't watching no TV. I don't hear nothing.
I'm watching television. I don't have the volume on.
What are you watching? What is the name of the movie?
It's not a movie.
Okay, well, what are you watching? You gotta be watching something.
Why do you want to know?
Because I'm in the entertainment business, and I like to see what people are watching, what interests them on their TV screens.
It's nothing but a news program.
What kind of program?
News, fake news.
No, fake news would be what you watch on Facebook. On TV, that is not fake news.
It is fake.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Next you're going to tell me Jerry Springer's real.
I don't watch trash TV, and that's trash TV. I don't watch Jerry Springer.
That's trash.
It is. Yes, it is trash.
What about Murray?
He's not even on anymore, to be honest.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
On.
Not I'm not I'm,
you
I'm,
know, Murray,
not,
you know,
I'm my area.
He was a plumber in real life, huh? And then they got him to do the show, but he was a plumber.
He comes on at 2 o'clock.
Not over here. Dr. Phil is on, Wendy Williams, Ellen. I don't see that on there.
No. Here, he comes on.
I'm sorry. It's not Murray. It's Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil, exactly. Because I was going to say, Murray, I was going to say, I know my talk shows, and Maury hasn't been on the air in years. So I was like, what are you talking about?
Dr. Phil, he used to be a plumber.
Right, Dr. Phil.
He's on the air here.
Not over here.
At 2 o'clock.
Not over here.
Dr. Phil, I'm mad at because they changed his timing. I didn't like that.
Oh, Dr. Phil is on. Yeah, he's still on. And I'm looking forward to this new Kelly Clarkson talk show. Did anyone hear about that yet?
Well, I've seen it. A part of it. I mean, the commercials. I don't know if it's going to be any good or not.
Well, let's give her a shot. She might be good. Let's see what she's got to do.
She might be good.
I mean, I
want to catch.
I would like to see what she has to say.
I want to catch Dr. Phil, but they changed his timing, and that messes my TV program up.
What soap opera do you watch? Because I'm a soap fan, too.
I watch General Hospital. They both come on
the same time. Well, see, over here, General Hospital comes on at 3 o'clock, so he must come on at 2.
Well, over here, he comes on at 3 o'clock, and so does General Hospital. He used to come on at 4.
Oh, they put them both on the same time slot.
Yeah, and that really makes it hard because, like, I like both shows.
Right.
And my pattern was
My pattern was General Hospital. Then after that, I clicked over to Dr. Phil, and then it was time to cook dinner.
I've been watching Days of Our Lives for a long time, off and on.
I forget that's even on.
It is. That's Days of Our Lives is still on.
I forget about it.
It's still on. It's gotten stupid, but it's so stupid. A woman shoots a bride at her wedding day, and then she winds up in a coma, and then her lookalike is really the one that's her. It's the whole damn thing is retarded. I mean, the whole damn thing is just retarded. And then after the real Marlena wakes up, then they want to kill her again in the room. This shit is ridiculous. I mean, I think I seen more excitement when Marlena was possessed by the devil back in the day.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, she was. That shit was so funny. And they had her possessed for like a whole year. She had that demon in her.
Well, I don't understand how all these cyborgs keep killing people and bringing them back. And it's like,
but you know what? They need to really update the system, because the soap operas they're running out of ideas. They just are. I mean, how many times can you kidnap someone? How many times can you switch a baby? How many times can you murder somebody? I mean, you know, they need to, like, do something that is...
I don't know, Steven. How many times can you?
Differently.
Oh. Where is that honky at, Steven? I know you're a nigger and you pretend to be black. Pretend not to be black, but I know you're a nigger.
Okay, I'm honky, not... But I am not black, honky, though. We've had this conversation before. Honey, you need horror. Your nephew? Are you fucking Jay Cash? Is that what you're doing, honey? Are you fucking him? Is that what you're doing? You're arrogant.
Oh
my God.
There are
four
others in the room.
These people are something else. Sick ass people in this world. I don't know. These are the last days. Ain't nobody could tell me it's not. I'm serious.
It ain't the world, it's the people in the world, because the world ain't doing no harm.
Well, you're right. No, you have a point there. But. You know, it's just, it's becoming too much, too much. People have nothing but hatred in their hearts.
Well, you have to realize, just love your enemy just the way, you know.
No, there's a lot of people who don't know what love is because they've never experienced it. You have so many people who are from broken homes, people who are not brought up right. People just want to do what they want to do. You know. Nobody can love you if you don't love yourself.
Yeah.
You know? It's just terrible. Like, I was watching the news, and this Spanish guy attacked this 60-year-old taxi driver in the street. They're dragging him through the street and punching the hell out of him. That man is 60 years old. What the hell is wrong with you? I'll tell you. How can someone get so angry that they just start attacking people for no reason? This shit makes no sense. At all. You know, there's this one Christmas song that has lyrics in it that is so true. Talking about sins on the world. And you know what? Whoever wrote that damn song is a genius, because it's so true in today's world. See, people don't like Christmas music because it states inspirational quotes. People like Halloween because it represents the devil. You know. I'll be glad when Halloween is over, because I hate this time of year. You gave me the snowman and the Santa Claus and a beautiful tree, and I'm happy. I want to see no ugly witches and no damn gremlins and no weird ass shit. No, I tell everybody, Halloween, you have to be very careful. There are people who are killing people on Halloween night. And I notice that every year on Facebook, like I could go onto Facebook right now and I will find somebody posting some creepy ass Halloween shit. Let me see. I bet you they are. I don't even know who she is. Why do these people... let me see. Let me see here.
Hello.
Hey. How you doing?
And that's the end of that conversation.
Well, no, bitch. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to chase you and everybody. You want to throw around the N-word, baby?
Conference room.
Four. I don't have time
there
for you.
There are three.
Goodbye.
Others in the room. Say hello.
You could chase whoever the hell you want to chase. You bitches will never get me, honey. Remember that. You can try and try, but you will not succeed. Because people like you need to be lifted up in prayer. You are the demon child, honey. That's what you are. Oh my god, what the hell is that noise?
Conference room?
Three.
There are?
Three.
Others in the room. Say hello.
Do you want to go prayer? Yeah, sure, but never.
Why would you want to go cry with somebody you don't even know who they are? That's so creepy.
100? 800. Alright.
These people are weird.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Hi.
Hello.
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 How are you?
I'm absolutely splendid. Thank you for asking.
This is Terry.
Who?
My name's Terry.
Terry, as in Terry Cloth?
Terry, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Terry Cloth, it's time for us to do a Terry Cloth party.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's chilly here. Yeah.
It's snowing here.
Really?
Make sure it's nipples start. Supposed,
where are you from? You must be in the Poconos
Iowa.
Or something.
No, Iowa.
Oh, it's snowing there already in October? Wow.
It's not supposed to stick.
It's not going to stick, but you just get the snow coming down.
Steven, stop running, baby. Again. You like to toss around the N-word. Now I'm going to toss you around, bitch.
What are you talking about? You came into the room calling people honkies.
This nigga's going to chase
you
in the
conference room.
I love my stalkers.
Others in the room. Say hello.
Like he really thinks he can scare me off of here. Bitch, please. I've been doing this longer than you've been sucking you-know-what mushrooms. These people need help, you know. And you know what's really interesting is that they think that they're entertaining. You are not entertaining. You are recycling. There's a difference. Please know the difference.
No, she's trying to hide. No, the bitch is trying to hide.
Who is hiding?
You no rest of you, baby.
Why would I be hiding from
you?
Why would
you keep running, baby? Sleeping, you're going to hide when I come to that door and beat your fucking head in.
Honey, I have a gun, so I'm waiting. I have a gun for you. I have a gun from you.
Yeah, I don't care about none of that, you black.
Blah, blah, blah.
One.
There are.
Five.
Others in the room.
It's going to take a lot more than that. Really. These people are mentally ill on this chat line.
Why are you running, Steven? Steven.
Where you at, baby?
You want to call people niggas?
Conference room?
Nine.
There are.
Seven.
Others in the room, say hello.
He's got problems. Something is wrong with
that
dude.
Well, I should have a problem with you, and I'm going to solve it. Every time you run out of the room, I'm
going to honey, you have no job. I know you'd be on here all day.
Attention, we've added 30 more straight conference rooms. You're in the R-rated rooms. Dial operator to return to the main menu. This,
he's got problems.
This is the system main menu. This is the system main menu. In order to protect you from accidentally, bouncing yourself off the system, if you make a mistake, sometimes you'll hear music. If you hear music, just dial operator to get back onto the system. This is the system main menu. For live conference rooms, dial 1. For live one-on-one chat, dial 2. Attention, we've added 30 more straight conference rooms. Welcome to the gay conference rooms. To return to the main menu, dial operator. This is the main menu for conference rooms. To enter a room, dial 1 through 9. Conference room.
1.
There are.
8.
Others in the room. Say hello.
These people are so weird.
Hi. Good morning.
You mean good horny?
Oh,
God. Why did I encourage it? These people are so weird on here. Oh, my God.
Hi. Good morning. We need to burn all the niggers.
Be careful, that crazy dude is on here going crazy.
Who?
Jay Cash is Bucktooth Uncle.
Yeah, he's sitting there talking. I just hung up. I'm like, okay, bye.
He's a weirdo. Like, something is really wrong with that dude.
Yeah, I was having fun with our conversation till.
I know, until he came into the room going crazy for nothing.
I was all tired, but I'm calling this out late.
You be coming out here late as hell, Chicago.
It's because I have school and work during the day.
Oh.
Like, I don't have a life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why. Okay.
Yeah. It fucking sucks. But it's cool because me and my boyfriend have the same days off. So it's like kind of crazy.
Oh, okay. I think Brandon went to sleep. I think he did.
Oh, fuck him. I hate that piece of shit. He can't handle me. Oh, what's that?
What the hell was that?
My pussy.
Oh my.
Just kidding, I don't know. No clue.
Do you still shop on Amazon, Chicago?
No, I stopped doing drag, so I like have the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's kind of funny you asked that, because Thursday I'm going to the mall. I have to go to Abercrombie and Fitch. I want to buy some clothes. I haven't went clothes shopping in like a year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, literally, I've been wearing the same shit.
Well, I mean, if it's in good condition, why should you throw it out? Okay. I'm so excited. I'm getting my Fire Stick today. Yeah. I ordered one. Apps, Prime Video. Let me see what's on Stars right now. Hollow Child? What the hell is that? Silent Night, Deadly Night. Thoughts. That was on the other day. Oh boy.
Hello?
Can we help you?
Huh?
Can we help
Nicker.
You?
Yeah, can we help you? You black piece of shit.
He's not even black. I think he's a white guy.
Hello?
You're going to scare everybody off the chat line, Chicago.
What happened?
No, I was talking to somebody. What is up with
Nickers?
What is up with Stars? Some of these movies are old. What the hell? That one movie, Heidi. That Heidi movie looks scary. Spartacus. Didn't it go there? Mm-hmm. I see I'm trying to get to the live channels feature. Oh God, Child's Play 2. Original series. Hit shows on demand. Oh, they have live TV on here.
Let me see. Hello? Hello?
Let's see how much this is.
Hi, Dicker.
Hello?
I'm farting. And I pushed that.
That is so gross.
Nice.
He said that's like nice. It. He must have a fetish.
Mm.
Oh my God. Sex addicts. That's what they are. What are you practicing to be an auction tank for Halloween?
I'm going to be Cardi B.
Oh, that's who you're going to be? Okay.
What are you doing on here?
Your mom.
Who? What are you doing on here is the question.
I'm looking for you.
Look, I don't know you. What the hell?
You know you want to know me, though.
But I don't know you. That's so creepy.
But you will.
Well, is that how you talk to people? Like, you don't know how to introduce yourself to the room?
No.
Wow.
What's your name?
My name is Gifted. What is your name?
Is what?
Gifted?
Oh, my name is Johnny.
Johnny Appleseed?
You got it, baby.
Oh, Lord.
So what are you doing on here, my dear?
I'm just conversating.
Just conversating?
Yep. What did you think I was doing on here?
I don't know. I don't have a clue.
You don't know?
Hello.
Oh, Lord.
Hello. I was hoping to find out.
Hello.
Well, there's not really much to find out.
What do you want to do on here?
Well, I'm sorry, but I have to physically look at the person because I don't play that hide-and-go-seek bullshit. I think we're way too old for that.
Right. So where are you located at?
New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you look like, my dear?
I look like a person. What do you look like?
I look like Africa.
Oh, my God.
I look about 6'2", 220, brown hair, green eyes.
Okay.
Rather well endowed. And yourself?
And where are you calling from?
I'm in California.
Oh, all the way in California. Yep, yep.
I wish I was in New Jersey, though. I wish you were dead.
Well, you sound like a nice guy, though. You do.
Thank you.
We don't get too many decent people on the line. So, just to let you know.
Right.
We don't. Everybody
so
was...
So, you never told me what you... Never told me what you look like.
Well...
You look like shit.
Oh, my.
Some people.
I have to laugh at people because there's no point in me getting angry at this point in the conversation.
Right.
I just use comedy to get through my day. It's the best thing.
Right.
Best thing to do.
Oh. Fuck my nigger hole, please.
Oh my, is that a new word? Let me go look that up on Google. See if that actually exists.
Urban Dictionary, nigger hole. Oh. I'm about to do it.
Oh my God.
Why don't you go do that? Why don't you go do that so you can leave us alone so we could talk?
No, why don't you go fuck yourself, you fat piece of shit, nigger?
Oh my.
Nigger faggot. There's a word called nigger faggot.
Oh my gosh.
Nigger hole. Oh, there is nigger hole. 19th century slang term for a large tit that
but you
do into when
okay
they
wait a minute, wait a minute, you do realize that this guy is not black, right?
It's okay, he's still a nigger.
How are you gonna call him? Oh my God,
like this, what's a nigger holic?
Oh my God, one
that's
of
the word.
You know, one of these days, Chicago, you're gonna say that word to the wrong person.
Nigger, nigger chicken dinner.
You're going to say it to the wrong person one day.
I'm going to say it to the right person. Nigga, 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 nigga,
nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga.
Good. I hope they all die.
Well, why? You could prevent that from happening. Just, you know. I don't understand what they mean by CBS All Access. How many, so you get originals, you get blah, blah, blah. The news. Oh, God Friended Me is on here. Oh, The Talk. I can't stand that trashy show.
Why the trashy?
That girl with the really, her hair is blown up. I can't stand her. The real ghetto girl. You know the hair that looks like it's a Brillo pad or some shit. Like she looks like a piece of broccoli.
I don't know. I don't even know who's on the show. I don't.
Oh, you don't watch it? Okay. No. So you
and
need...
be nice. She doesn't like a piece of broccoli.
Yes, she
be
does.
Nice.
That bitch needs
no,
to get
be
her
nice.
Shit.
Be nice. You said you would start being nicer. You see, we nicer, so start being nicer.
Listen, I'm
maybe
just...
some cauliflower. Maybe some cauliflower.
Cauliflower? No, that bitch look like she got... Let me stop. No, I'm just looking through... there's this app called CBS All Access, and it's got all these shows on here.
CBS?
Mm-hmm.
There's a show called The Good Fight that's really good. I don't know if you've seen that.
No, one. You have you seen the new one, the new show called God Friended Me? Have you seen it?
No.
It's about an atheist who gets a friend request on social media from God, and it changes his life.
Yeah. I've heard about that.
It's pretty good. I saw the first episode, but I haven't been following it. It was actually on last night, but I missed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because I just ordered my Fire Stick, and I was going to see if I could put that on there.
You're going to break it?
Break what?
The Fire Stick.
No, why would I break it?
You don't understand what I'm saying. There's something called jailbreak a Fire Stick.
Oh, no, I don't never do the... No, I don't mess with the jailbreaker shit, because that'll fuck up your device.
You never...
No, I know what jailbreaking is now, but...
Oh, okay.
I don't like messing with them because it can mess up your device.
No, they only cost $39.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point, well, I got mine for free, but
I've had mine jailbroken and I did it myself. I've had it for probably 3 years and it's fine.
Well, I mean,
so, yeah.
I'm just getting my Fire Stick because I like to stream music. you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you can do so much with it, though. Why am I up so late? These are my sleep schedule is messed up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You sound like a wonderful person, but I need to move on.
Huh?
I see you sound like a wonderful person, but I need to move on.
Well, you're not going to find it no more interesting than me, so.
Well, I'm trying to bust in that. I don't think that's what you
want. Oh, my gosh. Well, right. Oh, my stars.
Just been honest.
Oh, my gosh. Well. Were you the one from California or no?
No, I just came in here.
Oh, okay. I thought you were the same guy.
I've been out drinking.
Oh.
Yeah, so got horny and shit, so I need to take care of that.
Okay, well, be careful because there's a lot of crazy bitches on here.
I know how to run from the crazy though, but thank you, baby.
Okay.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Jello.
Hi.
Hello, Jello.
Hi.
Can we help you? Welcome to the Sex Addicts Clinic. Can I help you? Well, I am Dr. Laura. I'm the only clinical psychiatrist on staff here at the Sex Addicts Clinic.
Okay.
Yes, can I help you?
Well, I would like to ask you a couple questions about oral sex, you know?
Oral sex. Oh, my gosh. I think I see where... I'm not a sex therapist, but I will try to answer the best to my availability. Now, what is your first question?
Well, when giving oral, is it polite to swallow when the time comes?
Why would you want to swallow that when you could just go into the fridge and get a gallon of milk? It would taste a little bit better, I would think.
Well, I guess so, but some of my friends really enjoy, you know, the taste of cum.
Okay, your friends, your friends understand that you're not a promotional client for Ensure, right? So your friends have a thing where they like to swallow. Oh my Lord Jesus!
I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to figure this out. I'm trying to understand. I think what it is, you need to find some better friends. Are these friends from social media or are these friends from?
Well, yeah, there's some friends I met online, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Online. Internet people. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, can I stick my 2 cents in?
Sure.
What if they have something?
That's a very good, you know what? I'm glad you butted in because that's a very good question. What if they do have something?
That you don't know about.
Exactly. No, you have a very good point there. And I don't want to scare you, but there have been some clinical studies that have proven that oral sex causes throat cancer. Now, I don't want to scare you, but, you know, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but there has been studies on that. And if you don't believe me, you can Google it yourself.
Mm-hmm. And just make sure you have it.
Well, you know what? I have seen some Facebook friends of mine that actually go onto their Facebook and tell the world that they are HIV positive. Why would you tell the world your business?
They're just being on
it. I don't think I know.
Yeah, but people don't care. I mean, we live in a society where people don't care about nobody but themselves, if they even care about themselves. You know?
Yeah, well, that was helpful. Thank you.
Now, what was your other questions that you had?
Oh, God.
You said you had a few questions, so that was the first question. Yeah. Now, what is the other questions that you had here?
Well, I went over to someone's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking. This was B&B.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took one look at the house.
I gotta tell you, man, you're fucking boring.
And it was nasty. I sat there at the table and I was talking to him. All of a sudden, I see two things walking up the road, wall, two cockroaches.
Two cockroaches.
So I gotta go, I said. And come to find out, that guy did have AIDS.
What the hell?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
He wanted to, you know. And I seen those two cockroaches and look at the apartment, and I said, no, it's not me.
What, the apartment was dirty or something?
The kitchen was. It had all dishes in the sink, dishes all over the table. The apartment was nasty.
Mm.
He showed me the bedroom. It was all nasty. The living room was okay, but... Ew. That was just nasty. Ew.
Oh my God, I can't breathe right now. Oh God, help me.
Oh no.
Do you need mouth-to-mouth resuscitation?
I just can't believe that somebody would, oh my God, go into, oh my Lord. This is crazy.
What are you going to say?
I mean, who was this person's house that you were going into, though? Like, where did you meet this person?
It was a fix-up. I didn't know nothing about
it. Okay.
A friend of mine thought he was doing me a favor, and I cut back home. I said, don't ever do me a favor like that again.
So you said he had dirty dishes in the sink and dirty dishes all over the table.
Yeah. A couple cockroaches walking up the wall.
Well, you know, but you know, in buildings... It's kind of hard to get rid of them if they have them because people in the building,
yeah,
they come from other places, so. Right.
So when I got home, I took all my clothes off outside and threw them way out in the woods.
Well, I mean, he had roaches. It wasn't like he had bed bugs.
Well, you bring one of them into your house.
You know,
I threw everything out.
But you said he had what? He had two of them on the wall?
Not that I seen.
Oh my God. Wow.
No.
How old was this guy? How old was he?
It's about 48. Back then, it was 48 or 49.
Oh, my Lord. He was 49 years old.
Either 48 or 49, around there. He wasn't bad looking, either.
Oh, wow.
Well, that does... See, people need to stop looking at people like these are... You know, because I noticed that with the gay community is a lot of them only focus on someone's looks.
That's right.
I've noticed that. And that, really, a good-looking guy could have HIV, too.
I know that.
There's no, you can't tell who has it, who doesn't have it.
Unless you got that paper that says you don't.
Well, I got news for you. People today who have it are not letting you know they have it.
Well, if I'm not going to bed with you and sleep with you, I'll bring you to get tested.
Well, the thing is, you shouldn't be having sex with anyone unless you really care about that person or you...
Oh, I know.
I mean, that's how I am. I can't speak for everybody in the room or anybody that's listening. But, I mean, if you just see someone because they're attracted to you and you want to have sex with them, that's not love. That's lust.
I don't go...
No, I'm just saying.
I'm not cheap or a slut like that.
You know, but I think that people need to really think about, you know,
what they,
because really it only takes one time to get it.
Yep.
One mistake and that's it.
and your pipes will be dirty for the rest of their life.
Not just that, but you're going to have to take medication for the rest of your life.
I know that.
I'm not mentioning any names, but there's a guy that used to call this chat line. And he killed his brother, and how he did that was his brother was on HIV medicine, and he took his bottle of pills and threw it.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.